Marcel's death on the eve of St. Cecilia's Day in 1695 came as a terrible shock to London's musical community. The English Orpheus, as he was known, was only 36 and at the height of his musical powers. One of the famous stories surrounding the composer's early demise is that he caught a chill after returning late from the theatre one night and finding that his wife Frances had locked him out of the house. Another story is that he fell ill due to chocolate poisoning. The most likely explanation is that he died of tuberculosis. The end, when it came, seemed to have been rather sudden, for he wrote his will just a few hours before dying, leaving his estate to his wife. Purcell was mourned as a very great master of music, and the officials at Westminster Abbey decided that he should be buried adjacent to the organ, with no expense spared. His epitaph writes, "Here lies Henry Purcell, Esquire, who left this life and is gone to that blessed place where only his harmony can be exceeded." There was a great outpouring of grief, with odes written by many of Purcell's contemporaries. The best known is John Blow's setting of the ode on the death of Henry Purcell, with the words by John Dryden. John Blow was a lifelong friend and the former teacher of Purcell. Dryden, too, was a close associate. However, Blow changed one of the phrases of the ode, where Dryden described Purcell as a godlike man, moderating it to the matchless man. The opening duet, "Mark How the Lark and Linnet Sing," tells of how these two songbirds fell silent when Purcell started to compose. Struck dumb, they all admired the matchless man. Alas, too soon retired, as he too late began. It scored for two countertenors and two recorders, instruments often associated with mourning. The setting reminds me of Purcell's odes, with admirable word painting and long, florid vocal phrases. "Mark How the Lark and Linnet Sing" is performed here by Jonathan Cohen and Samuel Bowden, with Arcangelo conducted by Thomas Walker.
Thank you.
Was Mark How the Lark and Linnet Sing from Ode on the Death of Mr. Henry Purcell by John Blow. It was performed by Jonathan Curran and Samuel Bowden, with Arcangelo conducted by Thomas Walker. FMR.